Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, the full 90 Soccer Time podcast is back, brand new episode up. I'm predicting that the Sounders aren't going to have a match this weekend because they really do. Of all the organizations that are like professional super organizations like that, they really do give so much of a crap about their fans that I have a feeling it's going to, when it gets problematic, they're going to do the thing where they shut it down. And then they get more social credit with all the people that they're looking out for. It's interesting. Anyway, we talk way more about it on a new episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Please subscribe. Tell a soccer-minded friend if you would. Thanks so much. Okay, so you ever have recurring dreams? That's a question you can't answer because this is a one-way medium, but you can always tweet at me, at Hey Gregor. That's a good way to get in touch. I'm also on Instagram and everything else. Facebook, sure, whatever. Anyway, recurring dreams. I have had a couple that have followed me around throughout different phases of my life. I never look up what they mean because I don't want to, because I don't want to face my demons. But the one I had the other night was the weirdest. I remember what my earliest dream was. Nightmare, I guess. My earliest nightmare, I was a child. I was about 5. And in the house that we lived in, there was a small, you know, Sesame Street, there's Slimy the Worm. Like a combination of that and a game of Snake where the try to like not run into your own snake and it keeps growing longer and longer as you go. So it was like a combination of Slimy, the game of Snake, and a pink piece of like yarn and was chasing me all over my childhood home. And I was a little kid and terrified. I still have such a distinct, just like one frame memory of that. Like just a still, just like a still frame memory of that. I wonder what people's typically, what their earliest nightmare you can remember is. And even if you do, we all have different types of memory and stuff. So the other night I went to sleep and I guess I've been pretty stressed out lately. I had some like health stuff that was troubling me, and then like it was just really weighing heavily. Also, did you know it's like impossible to go in and see a therapist in this freaking town? That's a whole other story for another time. Anyway, so I've been like pretty stressed out, I guess. And the other night I had this dream, And I never know if my like dreams and nightmares and stuff are tied into one of a couple things, like stress or diet. Like if I drink a beer too close to bed, I definitely have a hard time sleeping. Or food, like spicy food before. Oh, man. Anyway, I never know what directly drives them. But, man. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, driving it, is snoring. If I sleep on my back, I start to snore, a little sleep apnea, right? At 40 years old, I feel like I can admit that. Anyway, I start to have a little problems with my sleeping, and I think sometimes my brain does something that freaks me out to wake me up. Usually probably not responding to my wife kicking me or something like that. Anyway, so I'm asleep, and I wake up to something like, how do you describe it? Like, you ever had like a low-power fan, and you just touch your finger to it, and it goes like across your finger? I don't recommend it, but it's a... like that until it stops and you're like, eh, what was that? Well, something was doing that to my eyelid. Against my eyelid, only like a little slower. So it's like, dip, 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 like that. And I was like, ah, what are you doing? Stop it. I like wake up and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? There's a drone flying directly over my head that had like put down a thing to mess with my eye. I'm obviously still actually asleep. I just thought I woke up. And there's an alien controlling the drone, and it starts to fly up into the sky through the skylight that I don't have, and it just says, we're going to kill you. What? That was terrifying. A terrifying thing to have a dream tell you that the aliens are going to kill you. I may have read the second book in the Three Body Problem trilogy, and it might not have left me. Anyway, we're gonna kill you, it says in its creepy alien voice. And I'm like, oh my God, this is terrifying. Okay, it's all right though. I'm awake now. Not awake. I'm gonna get up. Suddenly it's daytime. I'm downtown in a super skyscraper, like way up at the top of a skyscraper that looks out over LAX, the airport. And it's not proportionately correct, but I'm looking out the window, and it's like the same window that we have here in the studio. I'm looking out the window down at LAX. There it is in its entirety. And you hear what is definitely the sounds of like what? Like a World War II plane dive bombing. I look out the window and the world's most gigantic, unrealistic plane comes falling from the sky. But not like nose first or something like that. It's more like a whale breaching. So it's going to land on its back with the wrong style of momentum. This thing comes down right past the building and heads right for the airport and explodes. I dive to the ground, and it's not the shockwave of the explosion from the airplane. It's the sound that is awful, knocking everyone to the ground. Somehow the window stayed intact. I don't know how. My wife is there. She gets knocked over. All the other people that are around, everyone gets knocked down. Terror tears through us. People are screaming and yelling. We're running away. It's nuts. Next thing you know, not near the airport anymore. On an airplane, but not sitting inside of it, no. About where the landing gear are, I'm in a ski lift chair. And we're flying. And there's something about the airplanes, you can't go a certain height now all of a sudden. I don't know if it was a technological problem or if it was like an enemy or something. But we were now further south near San Diego, and there was lots of mountains for some reason. And the airplanes had to fly just over the, like, you could only be within like 100 feet of the mountains or something like that. And so they had to fly the contours of the earth. Only the pilot that we had wasn't good enough to do that. And so I'm in a ski lift chair below an airplane, and my feet are hitting the tops of the trees. And I'm definitely freaked out because this is obviously how you die. And then I wake up. For real. Good luck going back to sleep, dummy.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Microsoft, Fred Hutch, Amazon sending staff home. A Miami Electronic Music Fest has been canceled. The new James Bond movie is delayed. Italy is taking a month off from public sports. Coronavirus had a wild Wednesday. It just keeps getting weirder. The North Shore School District here in the Puget Sound region is canceling classes for Bothell area schools for as long as 2 weeks. Yikes! That's on top of other schools that have already been closed and a lot more. Now, earlier this week, we talked about Emerald City Comic Con announcing that the show would go on. Well, things have turned since then, with the organizers releasing a statement indicating that refunds are available should you be concerned about the giant gathering and want your money back. They're totally down with that. It's one of the most wonderful gathering of nerds ever. My solution, everyone should just go as Darth Vader and use real respirators, right?
That is correct.
You just got newsed.
Did you see the picture that the Mars Curiosity rover took of the surface? Like a cool panoramic photo that it took? It does these all the time, I guess, but like this one is like more than a billion pixels in detail, and NASA's freaking out about it. And frankly, I love it. I love it. I want to look at it. I want to see all the different stuff on there. But after like a couple, like, I don't know, 2-3 minutes, I'm like, yeah, this looks like we're looking at the desert of like Death Valley or like Tucson or something like that. It really is such a... The cold isn't the right word because it is actually literally cold, but it's so not the thing of science fiction. It's like, can you imagine Phoenix, Arizona? Now just with nothing on it except for mountains and craters and lots of soil. And not good fresh soil for growing stuff. Horrid, arid, dry, acrid soil that is incapable of supporting life. And as far as you can see... It's pretty wild, though, that we have a machine that far away that we control and tell it to take pictures and stuff. I think it's fantastic. It really is inspiring. We have 4 or 5, I can't remember, different missions headed to Mars this summer. I think China might be doing one of them. I don't know if that one's counted or not.
China.
There we go. Yeah, I don't know if that's counted or not. But there's a lot of missions going there to the point where there's a, there's like a, what do you call it? Like a satellite, like a radio antenna satellite looking thing, like one that you would think would talk to aliens. And it's, there's a series of 3 of them. 2 of them are, or one of them is here, maybe in California. One of them is in Spain and the other one is in Canberra, Australia. The one in Canberra is the one that, I think that's how you say it, is the one that talks to Voyager 2, a spacecraft that left our solar system. I think that's how you say it. I think it left... It's in interstellar space, is what they say, I think. I have to look this up and get the details. But anyway, it's very, very far away. It's been flying for 40-something years. It has gone beyond the... not our solar system, and there's only one way to talk to it, to send it messages. And that system is in Australia, a giant antenna. And they have to take it offline for 10 months or something like that to prepare it for all these Mars missions that they also need that bandwidth to be able to talk to the Mars, the new stuff that's going to be around Mars. There's a system for 3 satellites that talk to all of the deep space stuff. It's the Deep Space Network, and it's coming on offline. Please don't lose contact. Please don't lose contact with Voyager 2. I want to be talking to it for as long as possible. Anyway, some sadistic marketing person came up with the worst springtime combo, and it's not coronavirus plus social media. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Twitter is testing out a new feature. Well, it's just a few years later than everyone else. Introducing fleeting tweets. Fleets. A Twitter post that lasts just 24 hours. Aw, welcome to 2014, Twitter. The internet is not pleased. Researchers in California have developed a bit of a nighttime technology that'll allow you to become invisible. What is it, the Guild of Deadly American Ninjas? Oh no, not quite like that. It's a wearable that will cloak your body heat, keeping you from being detected by thermal cameras. Oh, like by like a police chopper or the Predator. And finally, some sadistic weirdo had the idea to combine 2 of America's most hated products. Look, I get it if you like either one of these. You do you. Introducing a partnership between Peeps and Crocs. What, do they want your feet to barf? Well, good thing there's all those holes. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Oh, sorry I went long. There was some dream navigating that we had to do there. Hope you enjoyed. If you have any thoughts, please reach out. If you have any thoughts what my dreams are without looking it up, if you just want to interpret it and tell me what you think, I'd be super stoked to hear what you think it is. But with, again, don't read what some other book has said about it. Just tell me what your crazy ideas are. At Hey Gregor on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook on all the social medias. Hit me up. Thanks for stopping by.
The end of the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.